Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
I'm jealous. You got to sleep in yesterday morning. We did not, but you earned it.
Well, I was getting to bed about the time you guys were getting just getting started.
Yeah.
So I was a little bit tired yesterday morning.
Hey, let's start with the bad news, shall we? Your head coach said yesterday there really is no way to replace Vince Wilfork. Should I take that to mean both on and off the field, Tom?
Yeah, he's such a great presence, obviously, in the locker room as a leader, as a veteran player, as a guy who's been in so many big games and big situations, and it's such a disappointment to lose him. He's irreplaceable, and that's we'll have to find a way to collectively as a team fill the void. But it's an unfortunate injury, and injuries are a part of the game. But the season-ending ones are always tough to swallow.
You know, I can hear the disappointment in your voice. I heard it in Bill's yesterday. I guess if I were to talk to somebody like Gerard Mayo, I'd really hear some disappointment. He makes his job a lot easier.
Well, he makes everybody's job easier when you play at that caliber and that level that he's played at for so long. He's so dependable and consistent, and he makes his biggest plays in the biggest moments. So, someone else is going to have to step in and do that. I mean, I think we've dealt with injuries in the past, and the league really doesn't slow down for anybody. And I said before, no one really feels sorry for the Patriots.
Right.
So we're going to have to go out and try to find a win regardless.
Hey, when you got hurt, Tom, obviously first game of the year, out for the year, did you think it was the end of the world? Did you think you were going to be able to return to the MVP form that you returned to, or did you have your doubts?
Oh, I definitely felt I could recover. I think at that point, I never really dealt with an injury like that in the past. It's a little bit is just trying to figure out, what the next step is. And then what really makes guys great players is determination and work ethic and will and confidence in themselves. And that's usually the same thing that perseveres with injuries too. So guys that are all pro players on the field are usually guys that are all pros in the recovery as well, because they bring really the same type of attitude to, that challenge as they've done to any other challenge in their life.
How can you put into words what Vince means off the field? I think that's the reason Belichick was so effusive and revealing yesterday. It was because it's not just a great player, but a great presence on this team.
Yeah, and his leadership for the team and for the defense in general, because he's the, I would say, senior most player on that defense. Certainly being with the Patriots since 2004, he's, been on a Super Bowl team. He's played with, some really great players, and his message was always taken to heart by everybody. And Vince always backed it up on the field. So coach always talked about a tough physical team, and that was Vince. So, the other guys, hopefully they've watched, and the other guys on the roster have watched and learned a little bit about how, Vince was able to do some things, and maybe, that aspect of what Vince's leadership has provided will pay off for our team.
Obviously, you watch a ton of film. You see these cornerbacks around the league all the time. How good is Talib playing right now? What kind of level is he at?
He's doing great. I mean, he's been such a, another positive influence on our team since he got here. And he's just been great on the field, great off the field. He's an off-season. He was a full-time participator. He won the off-season award, and I think that really shows, what his leadership style is all about, too. And then to go out against, one of the best offenses in the league, and with that caliber of receiver that he was, matching up against all night, Julio Jones and Roddy White, and to play as well as he did was really a huge boost for our team. So, I mean, the guys who are as talented as Akib on our team and need to play at high levels every week, that's what we're going to need to have. We just don't have a lot of margin of error right now. And who knows if we will all year, but in order to win these games, we're going to have to, really be at our best.
You've seen a million of them here the last 7, 8, 9 years. Is he the best corner on this team since Ty Law at his peak?
Well, we've had some pretty good ones. I mean, I love having Akib. It's hard to compare. I mean, they're totally different players. All of them have different skill sets. I mean, Ty Law had very different skills than anybody. Asante was a pretty incredible player. So, I love having Akib on the team. I go against him every day, and I know how hard it is he's really got a unique combination of size and speed and ability to play the ball in the air. His length is impressive. I know a lot of times when I throw the ball in practice and I feel like, you know, okay, that's a completion, I got it over top of him, he'll jump up and knock the ball away. And, you know, you go, God, man, he's just so hard to throw over the top of because of his reach, his wingspan, his ability to play the ball at the highest point. And when you make a mistake, he makes you pay. So that's, you know, something that I see on a daily basis.
Tom, I assume you pay little or no attention to report cards in newspapers because Belichick's going to give you one of your own anyway. However, Ron Borg, just for the offense anyway, pretty much straight A's across the board from the Atlanta game. A-minus quarterback. Running backs, A-minus. Wide receivers, A-minus. Offensive line, A. The last 6 minutes of that game notwithstanding, were you happy with how your team played?
Well, we're doing okay. We're just trying to grind it out and, you know, play. You know, hopefully we have a little margin of error. You know, hopefully guys get some healthy, you know, get healthy guys who feel a little bit more well-rounded in our offense and be a little tougher to defend. But, you know, I don't think we've got, you know, everything figured out quite yet. Mm-hmm. We've got a long way to go.
Does that sound like one of your report cards from Michigan? Is that about the same A's across the board?
Yeah, those were like the independent studies that I went to class maybe once a week. That's about the only time I got A's.
Hey, did something change for this team in Atlanta? You were favored the first three games. We all talked about the schedule. But that's a road game against a playoff team, and everybody was picking the Falcons. You win that game. What's it like coming home, flying home, hanging out? Is there a certain bonding thing that goes on when you win a big game like that that no one thought you could win?
I think when you win games in the first half of the season, they pay huge dividends late in the season. And you know, as the season goes on, typically, you know, our team has found ways to improve, you know, over the course of these weeks as you learn more about what your team does and you learn more about what the other team does. I think that's really the trademark of, you know, a Bill Belichick coach team is to, in November, December, you start to really understand and play to your strengths as well as, you know, the coaching, because I feel we have the best coaches, that, you know, we're able to really hone in on what the other team does well or what they don't do well, and we try to attack those areas. In the early part of the season, you know, the mental toughness, the discipline, the work ethic of teams really never shows up because, you know, only four games in. But when it starts getting hard in November and December, you really see what you're made of. So if you can win these games and put yourself in a great position for the second half, it really sets you up, you know, to really be dangerous when it matters the most. But, you know, we went to Atlanta. I think, you know, our team certainly felt great about the game going in. We didn't lack any confidence. You know, we felt we could go in there and beat a really good team that plays really well at home. And we did just that. I mean, there wasn't, like I said, much room for error, but, you know, we're 4-0 and that's a pretty good place to be at this point.
I know we talked
all the circumstances that we've been through.
We talk about this all the time. When you run 10 times in a row, when you run as effectively as you did, is that called in the huddle, or is that a reaction to a sub-package, a nickel defense you're looking at, or a smallish defense? Is that why you are grinding it out on the ground?
Well, I think it's, first of all, it's a matter of the confidence that you have in the people that really you're calling their number, and that's the offensive line and the running back. So when you're in a situation like we had where we kept handing it off, it's really just due to the fact that they haven't really shown anything that could take that away from us, whether that's schematically or we feel like we have good matchups in the front. So that was pretty impressive to be able to do that. We've done that a few other times, and if teams want to try to defend the pass, then we're going to try to run it, and if they're going to try to stop the run, we're going to throw it, and if they're going to stop us running inside, we're going to run outside, and we're just going to try to be flexible with what we do so that we're difficult to defend. And, you know, the more quality, consistent, dependable players we have out there on offense, you know, the better execution we're going to have.
So I want to make sure I get this straight. There were only 9 Patriot passes in the first half. I had to go back and double-check that. So are you suggesting that that took place sort of on the fly as opposed to pre-planned during the week, that you were going to come out and try to run the ball mostly and not pass it? It just unfolded as the game unfolded?
Yeah, pretty much. And that's, I mean, we only had 3 possessions in the first half,
right.
So, you know, that's typically not a lot of possessions. You know, so we didn't have a ton of pass attempts, but, you know, we scored two of the three times. We scored one touchdown, kicked a field goal, and then, you know, had another drive where we had an opportunity for a first down and didn't really execute very well. So, you know, we've got to try to tighten all these things up, and we're going to play some, you know, teams, I'm sure, in the next 12 weeks that are going to challenge us on every single possession, and that's why we have to keep making improvements so that we can challenge them equally. You know, the games are only going to get bigger from this point. We've got to keep improving.
There's been reports here, Tom, that there's been some contention between Gronkowski and the Patriots as to when he's going to come back. The idea that Gronkowski doesn't want to come back until week six. The Patriots want him back now. You've practiced him. You've seen him. Does he look like he's ready to go right now?
Well, he's, you know, he's like every other injured player. He comes out there and he does whatever really the team has asked of him. So, I mean, he's been able to practice and you know, we're just trying to work him back into getting where he's physically and mentally prepared to play. And whenever he's ready, that's when he's ready to go. So,
I mean, have you seen any limitations in practice with him?
Have I seen any? I'm not really a doctor to evaluate those things. So I don't, you know, I'm just trying to, honestly, my week is focused on, you know, what I need to do, and then the guys that play, and the guys that don't. I mean, I don't sit here and evaluate,
right,
you know, a guy from week to week, or that's not really my responsibility.
I assume you've already seen the film, Tom, and I'm looking at a play from the second quarter, the 49-yard completion to Tompkins on that double play fake, and you stepped up. Are you aware that you almost got killed on that play?
I turned a fake the reverse to Julian,
right,
and someone slashed in my face that I, you know, kind of got away from the guy, and then I saw KT had a step on the safety, so I just tried to flat foot it and throw it out there, and he made a great catch, a great play on the ball, and that tells you the kind of confidence and trust that a quarterback has in a receiver, mm-hmm, when, you know, you're able to make a play like that, and he made a great play. That was more backed up there like we were to make a type of play like that. Really, first of all, backs the defense off. Second of all, it's a huge chunk play, and you know they got to respect those plays going forward. So that opens even more field up in the middle when we need that.
You know, I'm watching last night and seeing the plays that Jimmy Graham's making, and then you guys the night before watching Tony Gonzalez, and I know he's the best ever, but you got a guy who's like that. I mean, you have one of those who's coming back, whether it's this week, next week, or the week after. Is it asking too much to expect Gronkowski to hit the ground running and be that Pro Bowl guy that we've seen in the past, to be that weapon that the Saints have in Graham and the Falcons have in Gonzalez?
Well, yeah, and those guys have had, you know, lots of off-season workouts, and they've had practices and you know, they've had a chance to really prepare for the season. You know, Gronk had some pretty, you know, serious injuries over the last year that he's had to take care of and rehabilitate from. So,
right,
who knows, you know, where, what level he's going to be at. But, you know, he's been a pretty dynamic player since he's got to be with us. And, you know, hopefully at some point he can get back to that. You know, but that's, and there's a lot of things that go into that. His health, his ability to, you know, stay on the field, and, you know, those guys, Tony Gonzalez, I mean, what a great, I mean, to watch him play 16 years in the league. I mean, he had how many catches? I don't know how many catches he had, but it was a lot.
12.
A ton of yards. I mean, he's been dominant for a long time, but he does such a great job taking care of himself. You know, you see what you can do when you put your mind to it and you're committed. And that's, you know, that's someone that we should all look up to as someone who does things, you know, right on and off the field. He's a great example for all players.
I'm enjoying mulligan magic, though, while it lasts. I think we should all enjoy the mulligan era.
Is that what was Zolak when he came in for those few games and he was the Mazdar?
He did the pistols.
He took six guns.
Tom, I was at that game in the rain. There's about 12,000 people at that game, and it was Zolak magic. It was unbelievable.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
Just disappeared off the face of the earth.
That's right. Zoe's a great guy, man. Zoe's a great guy.
He was a fun backup quarterback. I'll give him that.
Hey, Tom, on the fumble, Collinsworth suggested that maybe Wendell trying to get low so quickly changed the angle of the snap. Can you tell what happened on that deal?
No, I mean, we're trying to sort it out. Usually the snaps are timing issues between the quarterbacks and the center, and, you know, our timing was off, so we got to work hard at it this week, and, you know, we're just going to have to try to get better at it. It's something that, you know, you can't ever really take for granted, because that's the only way to get a play started, and that's the quarterback's responsibility and my responsibility to get the ball and get the ball from the center and bring it to the back or drop back, especially in the most critical moments.
A final question, and it qualifies as minutia. I think for the second game in a row, or at least for the second time in three games, you had a long, protracted count and induced a neutral zone infraction. Are you doing that on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, there's non-rhythmic snap counts that we use, and we're trying, you know, the defense is trying to get a cue on what we're doing offensively with snap count, and as a way for them to actually watch the ball and go on the ball as opposed to anticipate when the ball is snapped. That's, you know, really what we're trying to do. So, you know, we've done a pretty good job of that over the years. We, you know, especially on the road, we got to, you know, keep doing a better job of that as we move forward. This week is going to be a big week for that. This is one of the, you know, the best defensive fronts in the league. Yep. They got very talented players in the secondaries. One of the best defenses we'll face. So we got a big challenge. They got a good offense too. This was a playoff team from last year playing another team on the road. So as great as last week's win was, this one is equally as important, and we got to put everything we can into it to see if we can come away with the win.
Hey, Tom, Richard Seymour said he is not coming back. He doesn't expect to come back to New England. He's busy learning to fly planes. Now, you fly a lot and go on private planes, we hear. If you stepped on a Gulfstream and looked in the cockpit and there was Seymour at the controls, would you stay on the plane or would you get off?
Well, Richard's pretty talented, pretty smart guy. So I'm sure whatever he's doing, he can handle. But he's a, you know, I love Richard, and he was a great part of our success here for a long period of time. I didn't really like playing against him too much at Oakland, and you know, I think he's enjoying his retirement. So
I saw they showed highlights of him, and I know you'll know what I'm talking about. Did you see that play with Oakland when he just picks Brady up?
Oh yeah,
that was a penalty, wasn't it?
I think he got fined for it.
It was a dirty play.
Yeah, that was. I don't think that was a very good call. I think that was a poor. I don't think he really heard the whistle. We were backed up there in our own end zone. They made a play, and he had come out the ball trying to get me, which is that's what his job is. So. I disagreed with that penalty that he got.
Really?
Good luck in Cincinnati, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Tom.